WMRA News. I'm Bob Levicky. Virginia's major party candidates for governor met in their first debate in Hot Springs over the weekend, but the Libertarian wasn't invited. Shenandoah Valley's airport is unhappy with Via Air, the sole provider of air service there, and airport officials want to replace them. This is the WMRA Daily for Monday, July 24th. Good morning.
Support for the WMRA Daily comes from Blue Ridge Community College. When you earn a two-year associate degree, transferring to a four-year college is possible through their guaranteed transfer agreement programs. More information at brcc.edu.
Virginia's two major party candidates for governor met over the weekend in the first of three debates. Virginia Public Radio's Michael Pope has the story.
Democrat Ralph Northam and Republican Ed Gillespie clashed over gun control, reproductive rights, fracking, and offshore drilling, just to name a few. But one of the most significant areas of disagreement was about the current state of the economy. Northam brought up the latest unemployment rate in Virginia, 3.7%, the lowest rate since the recession. Then he turned to Gillespie and asked why he would brag about Massachusetts Governor Mitt Romney's 4.7% unemployment rate, but dismiss a lower number under Governor Terry McAuliffe.
What's the deal with not showing us any love? 3.7 is a whole percentage point less than 4.7. So, you know, just be kind. We're working hard. And, you know, to hear him talk, the economy is going to hell in a handbasket. It's not.
Gillespie responded by invoking Northam's primary opponent.
As Tom Perriello pointed out in your Democratic primary in the race to the left, he said, you know, the unemployment rate is not as significant in terms of measuring the impact of the economy or the benefits of the economy as it used to be.
Gillespie says the number of people employed captures part-time workers who want to work full-time. Northam responded that Gillespie was cheering against the economy. Voters will make the ultimate determination about how they feel about the economy when they head to the polls in November.
But as Michael also reports, there is one candidate who was not invited to the party.
Libertarian candidate for governor Cliff Hira spent months collecting signatures of voters to get on the ballot statewide. Last month, the Virginia Department of Elections said he qualified to be on the ballot in every jurisdiction in Virginia. But when voters are confronted with his name, they might not know anything about him. That's because debate organizers of the three debates for governor have not invited him to participate. The last Libertarian candidate for governor, Robert Sarvis, says that's not fair to voters.
It's basically undermining the ability of the people to hear different ideas and to see everybody who's going to be on their ballot. When there's only three people on the ballot, there's no argument for keeping people out.
Now, the Bar Association policy for who gets to be part of the debate says a candidate must be significant to participate, which they define as someone who does well in polling, has raised a lot of money, attracted a fair amount of media coverage. But the policy does not include any specific numbers for polling or fundraising, leaving it to the judgment of organizers. So far, Hira is not making the cut. I'm Michael Pope.
Also, the Shenandoah Valley Regional Airport wants a different commercial airline service provider. The news leader in Stanton reports that Airport Executive Director Greg Campbell is urging the U.S. Department of Transportation to replace Via Air with another provider due to what Campbell describes as poor performance by Via Air. Campbell says in a letter to federal officials that Via Air's performance improved for a while, but that service has again, quote, deteriorated to an unacceptable level. He says the poor service is causing problems for residents and hurting local businesses. Via Air replaced Silver Airways as the sole carrier for the airport in November 2016. And authorities in Virginia have recaptured an inmate the day after he escaped by kicking out the window of a moving patrol car. Albemarle County Police say 26-year-old Matthew Carver of Crozet was recaptured on Saturday after an overnight manhunt following a report about a suspicious man. Police say Carver was being taken to the Albemarle-Charlottesville Regional Jail Friday evening when he kicked out the rear window of a moving patrol car in Louisa County and managed to escape. He already was charged with violating probation, breaking and entering, and abduction. Now he faces more charges related to his escape. For WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicky. Thanks for joining me. Enjoy your Monday.